Significant moments in social progress are usually celebrated, and quite rightly. It is a fine thing when a given country or society decides it's going to cease imposing handicaps on a particular demographic on the grounds of their gender, colour, sexuality, tribe, caste, or whatever inane prejudice you're having yourself.
Now, just because you're an Aboriginal is a weak excuse, and don't use it as an excuse.
But it's nevertheless worth pausing the exuberant observances long enough to reflect on the question of what exactly the heck have we been doing before now.
The time has now come for the nation to turn a new page. A new page in Australia's history by righting the wrongs of the past and so moving forward with confidence to the future.
Such mixed feelings have attended two recent promotions in Australian politics. Last week, Conservative Liberal Party Prime Minister Scott Morrison, having been returned in a federal election that nobody, least of all himself, expected to win, appointed as Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt, who is himself an Indigenous Australian, a Noongar man from Western Australia.
I, Kenneth George Wyatt, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Minister for Indigenous Australians.
This week, the opposition Labor Party's new leader, Anthony Albanese, appointed a new shadow minister for Indigenous Australians. She is Linda Burney, who is herself an Indigenous Australian, a Wiradjuri woman from New South Wales.
Nalangbang, Nangwangdang, Naju Biap, Yugantha, Burang, Nawal.
To recap, then, Australia's Minister for Indigenous Australians is an Indigenous Australian, and so is their opposition shadow, and this is the first time this has been the case. That fact in itself tells you a great deal, little of it good, as does the fact that it took until 1968 for the role even to be established, and indeed until 1965 for the last official barrier to Indigenous people voting in Australia to be lifted. A key reason why there has not until now been an Indigenous Minister for Indigenous Australians has been a lack of available options. Australia adopted its system of government from the United Kingdom, including the convention that cabinets can only be appointed from the people's elected representatives. When the new Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt won election to federal parliament in 2010, he became the first Indigenous Australian to sit in Australia's House of Representatives. That year again, 2010.
The decision of the Hazluk electors has immortalised them for creating a historic moment in Australia's history by electing the first Aboriginal member for the House of Representatives.
For his maiden speech, Wyatt wore a buka, a ceremonial kangaroo skin coat decorated with cockatoo feathers.
Only 1,093 people have been privileged to be a member of the House of Representatives. It is with deep and mixed emotion that I, as an Aboriginal man with Noongar, Yamaji and Wangai heritage, stand before you and the members of the House of Representatives as an equal.
On the opposite benches, Linda Burney is also an overdue pioneer. Before becoming the first Indigenous woman ever elected to federal parliament in 2016, she was the first Indigenous person ever elected to New South Wales state parliament in 2003. That's 214 years since Governor Arthur Phillip planted the Union Jack in Sydney Cove, 147 years since the Crown Colony of New South Wales established a parliament, and 102 years since New South Wales became the most populous state of a unified Australia. Not at that point that anyone was bothering to count the Indigenous people. Indeed, they wouldn't for some while. Indigenous people were first included in an Australian census in 1971.
And if we are going to show the white people of this country that we are law-abiding people, then we will act according to the law. If it is a bad law, then let us change the law.
It should be noted that a couple of Indigenous Australians have sat in the Federal Senate before this decade. The first, Neville Bonner, a Jagera man from Queensland, was appointed to fill a vacancy in 1971 and returned at four subsequent elections.
How dare you? I repeat, how dare you
You told my people that your system was best. We have come to accept that. We have come to believe that.
Some Indigenous Australians, though certainly not enough, have been elected to state or local governments, most notably in the Northern Territory. The Northern Territory Legislative Assembly seat of Arafura was held for much of the 1990s by Maurice Rioli, the former champion Australian rules footballer who had previously been a pathfinder for Indigenous Australians in Australia's national game.
He fires, look at his double!
So the promotion of Ken Wyatt and Linda Burney is a heartening development, and a more heartening aspect still is that the pair appear to get on well personally, political differences notwithstanding. Wyatt reacted to Burney's appointment by congratulating her in a tweet that referred to her as my friend, and said that Wyatt was looking forward to working with her and her colleagues to forge a better future for our people. As neither Wyatt nor Burney need telling, there is much to be done on this front, and it can only be hoped that they enjoy the goodwill of a plurality of their fellow Australians as they set about doing it. Because, as there always is at such moments, there will be bleating from seething talk radio bloviators and purple-faced op-ed fulminators determined to miss the point, whether claiming that the elevation of Ken Wyatt and Linda Burney somehow means racism has been fixed, or dismissing it as tokenism. These people should, as always, be altogether ignored. Monocle 24. I'm Andrew Muller.